can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for March 5th, 2025, episode 125. Curry and the Keeper. Unmuted and hello, my queen. I love seeing your shining face above my screen. Bam! Made another rhyme, no ChatGPT involved, baby. See, Tina Hi. Is literally the shining face above my screen on the other side of the desk.
Hi, my love.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're so excited to do the show.
I know, I'm tired.
It doesn't take anything to get you motivated.
I'm tired.
Let's cheers, everybody. Here okay. we go. One, two, three. Okay, that can't, is even possible. Okay, okay. How many people are in here? Okay. Four? One, two, three. Ah, yes.
What are you drinking?
Well, I'm going to have a taste first. Oh, it needs to open up a bit because I'm drinking Maison Perrier Forever Strawberry. Seeing as I was getting a little groggy in church.
Oh, so you admit it.
I wasn't sleeping.
Yes, you were. I turned over. You were like,
no.
You were.
Was there an actual sound of...
That's what made me turn to look at you. I saw your eyes were like...
No, there was no... No, that's
and
not
I think
true.
A little drool came out of the side of your mouth.
If there was drool coming out of my mouth, I was going to say to you, you'll know I'm sleeping when I'm drooling. There's no drool.
But you did close your eyes.
Yes.
And I said to you...
I had to close my eyes went out because to dinner. I was focusing.
We went out to dinner with Jill and Mike. And we had a belly full. I mean, we all had big fillets.
We have a 10-ounce fillet.
And you guys had the escargot.
And you drive right off to... By the way, Pastor Brian does such a good job
He's
with
these... fire.
The Walking with Jesus yes. discipleship class. And I'm so excited because... This is the fire block, and we're going to learn about spiritual gifts.
Yes.
And I'm super excited about it. So, you know, it's like one of those things you want to binge it. You know, it's like if this
That's why I was looking behind the book. I'm like, what? Because he said there's 28 spiritual gifts. And I go, I don't think I have one.
If this was on Netflix, I'd be like, let's just sit here and go to the next one. Come on, one more. Let's binge watch.
That's a good class. This is the last block of the Walking with Jesus discipleship class.
It is so good.
And I haven't missed one class, but I am going to miss one at the end of the month because I'm going to see my mom. But it was a phenomenal class. And the church was packed. And I
How many people do you think there were? Over 100, it's
Oh, for sure there was over 100. I want to say maybe 150.
Wow, that many? On a Wednesday night, that's not bad.
This was busier than I have seen it. So I texted Annette like, hey, the church was packed. But before we go...
Yes, because Pastor Jimmy and Damonette are visiting their
seventh grandchild.
Their seventh grandchild.
Do you think they would give us one? Like, come on.
They got seven.
I know, they could give up one.
But I don't
know, want the new one.
The new one's big.
I want him, though. I want the new one.
The new one is, he's going to be a linebacker.
I know.
He'll be driving him to football practice.
Yeah, hey, Pastor Jimmy and Annette, can we have that one?
We'll take one
Just
of those,
ask
please.
Alicia. Ask Alicia and Mark. Because come on already. You're just hogging them all.
Really? Like, this is unbalanced? Like, they've got seven, we have, zero.
But before we go any further, I wanted to wish a very, very happy birthday to Sir Brian with an I.
Happy birthday!
That's right, everybody. Get your horn. Get your hands in the air. Everybody dance. Sir Brian with one I, no I. It's his birthday. He wants to celebrate. He wants to be honored. He wants to be loved. Everybody say happy birthday to Sir Brian with an I.
Nice. Thank you.
He's such a loyal servant to the program.
And his birthday was actually yesterday, and so of course I sent him happy 50th birthday. He's only I think 44.
Wait, is that what you did? You sent him a happy 50th birthday?
I think he's only 44.
You're so mean.
I know. I am. I'm just so mean. Anyway, happy birthday, Brian.
And
he had to work, so I don't think he did
anything
fun.
There's another birthday I'm thinking. Dreb Scott also celebrated his
birthday.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah.
Same day as Brian.
Dreb Scott, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dreb.
Dreb always does our chapters and always puts cool images in there.
He's the Bruce Wayne of podcasting.
2.0. Yes. That's right. That is exactly what Dreb Scott is.
Yes.
Okay. And then, wait.
Yes?
We also have to say happy birthday to my sister, Willow, who is a very big Curry and the Keeper fan.
Right.
She's a loyal listener.
She's the only one in the family that listens to our show.
Of all the podcasts I do, this is the only one she listens to?
Yes. Oh, of all the... Yes.
But sometimes she listens to No Agenda, sometimes. But she always listens to us.
Yes.
I know she does.
Yes.
And
she's one of my favorite sister-in-laws.
She has.
I only have two.
Shh, don't tell Tiffany.
I said she's one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
So that means both of them.
Hello.
Happy birthday, Willow. I saw the picture on Instagram. Looks like you were having fun at dinner with your family.
And, so we have this WhatsApp group, very European. We have a WhatsApp group.
Yes.
And so I thought I'd be good last night. We went to bed a little late, later than normal for us. And so I was like, it's like 11:15. I'm going to send this now, which will make it, like 6:15 in the morning. So when she wakes up, she'll see it. I'll be one of the first ones. And so I type on my flip phone.
Yes.
I tried to do auguri, which is Italian for congratulations.
Yes.
A-U-G-U-R-I. Thank you.
A-G-U-R-I.
Yes. But somehow the I turned into a K at the end because I have Dutch autocorrect.
Yes.
Which means auguruk.
Yes.
Which means pickle. So
did she laugh when she said?
Everyone laughed. Everybody thought that was very funny.
American.
The stupid Texan. There he goes. Instead of congratulations, pickle. All right. So we'll just have to keep that in
there.
That's
funny.
We missed the show, which was tough. Going. There's a syndrome.
Yeah, we're going to be missing a couple more too. So,
did you hear about the syndrome?
No, what's the syndrome?
CK sad.
CK sad.
Curry and the Keeper separation anxiety disorder.
Oh.
Yes. Don't worry, that's Anastasio. It's coming up
Michael
later.
Anastasio.
It's coming up later in the
CNTK sad.
No, just CK sad.
CK
Curry Keeper separation anxiety disorder. CK sad.
Donna too. Donna's like, I missed. She's the one that binged listened for, you know.
Oh, she went from episode.
Yeah,
like,
and then she was going through withdrawals. Yes,
125 already, babe. 125 episodes. It's an official podcast. So when you make that face, you know, like, hey, it's time to do the show.
It's hard. It's hard when you go and you have a big filet mignon for dinner and then you go and sit in class for an hour and a half.
Look
and all you want to do.
All
you want to do is turn on Seinfeld and take your makeup off.
Look at the quality of this problem. I had a 10-inch filet mignon. Oh, I'm so tired. And I had to go to class.
And I was learning about the Holy Spirit.
It's an elective class, girl. It's like this. And we like it.
I don't have to. I enjoy going. I'll be sad when it ends, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, next year, I might just take them all again. Were you thinking the same thing?
I was thinking, were you going to do that without me? Uh-huh.
I would never do that without you, baby.
We should think what you said. I was thinking.
Well, listen, I'm still asleep, okay, from the lesson. So give me a break. My brain is still asleep.
You fell asleep on Jimmy, and now you fell asleep on Pastor Brian.
I didn't fall asleep.
You went...
Although you told me I was really sawing logs last night.
Oh, my gosh. I tried to grab my phone to voice record you.
Why didn't you do that?
Because then you're laying on your side directly towards me, and it's like stereo.
Wait, I was on my right-hand side, so I was pointing towards you?
Yes,
because when I came into bed, you were already asleep, or kind of asleep, and I snuck in and went on my left-hand side, so I didn't even know how I turned over right.
Well, you move.
Only when you move. I just have to roll with it, baby.
No,
it's like, oh, she's moving that way. Let me move her this way. Whoa, she's going back. Yes, because every night
I move.
We fall asleep.
Yes.
If we go to bed at the same time. Last night was an exception.
Yeah, because
you're on your right hand. I'm on the right hand side. I snuggle up to you. You put the pillow between your legs. I pull a little bit further so I can get on your motorcycle seat. I hit the Kickstarter. Boom, 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 boom.
What's the Kickstarter?
Well, that's just with my leg. You know, there is no actual Kickstarter. That's just a motorcycle joke for guys who understand motorcycles. And then I'm within 3 minutes. I mean, I exhale and I go, Our Father, which art in heaven. And I do the Lord's Prayer. I usually get through it. sometimes around for thine is the king.
Oh, and then you're done.
and I'm asleep.
You go to sleep so fast.
But then within 5 to 10 minutes, I don't know, you're like, and you roll over and you're like, pushing me. And then I just diligently, like a good little husband, like, oh, okay, I wake up, turn over to my left hand side.
And then you're out instantaneously.
And then our Father, which art in heaven.
I can't sleep on my right side. I fall asleep on my back.
Then why do you even do that on your right?
Because it's comfortable. That's just kind of how I start. Oh, okay. And I can't have you being diagonal in the bed.
No, we've already been through this.
It happens sometimes, though.
I'm sorry.
And I have to, like,
I'm a long man. There's a lot of me.
I feel bad kicking you, like kicking your feet over.
You have no problem any other time during the day putting me down, whipping me into shape, telling me I'm asleep, but yet I feel bad like pushing you in the bed. You should not feel bad at all. At all. At all. At all. At all. At all.
Okay.
At all.
All right. So, gosh, what's been going on? We had a lot. We did a lot in the last 2 weeks.
Well, it seems like it's event season.
Yes. Well, we started off, we went to that Lincoln-Reagan
dinner.
Yes.
Which was kind of interesting because, you know, we're not one for necessarily political parties. We don't belong to a political party. It is the Texas Hill Country, I guess, GOP dinner.
Yes.
And who invited us?
Well, Pastor Jimmy and Annette, and then we sat at Rick Green's table.
Yeah, right. So Rick Green from Patriot Academy, who was the MC, who keeps any evening rolling. And that guy, he can just like...
I'm surprised he's not tired.
Here's the people who are speaking. Here's your microphone. Go ahead. And he's
a great MC.
I have no idea how he does that.
He exhausts me. And I mean, because he does so much. I don't know how he's not tired.
Just watching him is exhausting. And his lovely wife, Kara. And... So the star of that show was this kid called Abraham Enrique, and I really enjoyed hearing him speak.
His story was fantastic.
What was he, like 25,
young,
26?
Young.
And he had been very responsible for a lot of the Latino vote.
The Hispanic vote
is what he called it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Hispanic vote. And he had a great story. He wrapped it up at the end. It was really enthralling, engaging, funny, made fun of the audience, which I liked a lot. And everything was great until the speaker after him. It was kind of unfortunate because he was clearly like kind of like a, I don't even know who it was, but a politics nerd.
Yeah.
And he was saying stuff that was absolutely true about what's happening in the Texas, in the Capitol. But the way he presented it, it was just
slides. You couldn't even read the slides. You know, all these quotes. And it was just, he could have cut out about 25 slides.
And there was a picture of three dogs all of a sudden.
And then you look at the audience and nobody's listening to him. People are on their phone. And I'm like, this guy is oblivious to the audience. So
yeah, that was kind of too
bad. And then you made a purchase.
I did make. Well, it was a silent.
I don't even know what it is. It's still wrapped up in the closet.
You just don't like anything I do.
That is not true.
There was a silent auction, and there are a couple of nice plaques with signed by our president. And there were two, and you know, the bid was like $200, and I think, or $280, and I put like $320 because I like, you know, whatever. I'll just support this. I was only going to bid once, and I won. We could even make this a premium for the show. We could give this away to someone.
Okay.
Don't get so excited about giving away things.
I have a lot of stuff to give away.
It's a plaque and it has a picture of the president, autographed picture, and a picture of him in the garbage truck.
That's the one.
It's actually quite funny. So anyway, I didn't even expect to win because we left and then I heard, you were the only person who is like highest bidder. Oh, it was a very popular item apparently. And then, and Bob actually brought it to church. So he handed it off.
We can keep that. I will hang it up.
We'll hang
it up in our bedroom.
I don't think so. I liked it because it was autographed and it's kind of a moment in time. You know,
that was pretty funny. Who called? Oh, Biden called everybody garbage. That was it.
And then
he got in the garbage
truck. President Trump got in the garbage truck. Yes. So there's a picture of him hanging out of the garbage truck. Yeah. There's something about it. Yeah. Like, it's a moment in time.
Well, and it's nice to give back. I mean, we were invited, so we didn't even pay for the tickets. So that was our way of giving back. So that was pretty nice.
It was nice.
And then, so that was Friday night. And then Saturday night, we went over to Debbie and Todd's house and had chili night. I mean, my famous deviled eggs.
which were gone within seconds. I mean, I had three of them.
And I think Annette had five.
Everybody's like, she just brought her deviled eggs, everybody. Well, like, you even have a little deviled egg scooping thing, like a special tool.
Well, I did. And then I was going to pipe them, and then I couldn't get it through the
pipe them.
Yeah. And remember, I had the frosting bag, and I was trying to. What do you mean tool? What tool? You mean in the container that I brought them in? No, that was the cake. That's the cake cutter.
I'm like, well, it doesn't really look like a cake cutter. I'm like, this is an interesting tool. I can scoop up the eggs with this tool. Yeah. I thought it was a special deviled egg tool.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
I know. People love my eggs. They loved them. It's so easy to make. Everything is just
meanwhile, you're trying to pipe the eggs with like some frosting bag, which was hilarious. I should have videoed that.
It wasn't working.
Squeeze! Nothing's coming out.
You know what? I'm going to get a little like a melon baller and just, that's what I'm going to do.
You need more tools, babe. More tools in your toolkit. Yeah, more tools in your toolkit.
But yeah, it's easy. But yeah, so I made those and it was nice at Debbie and Todd.
This is kind of our 25 people, kind of the church family group. Yeah.
And you know, it's so interesting going to that Lincoln Reagan dinner. Like we're starting to meet more and more and more people and see the same people over and over again. Right.
Well, that's true. But although our neighbors, Chris and his wife showed up all the way at the end.
Yeah.
And there were some people I knew of, but they just popped up. And then turns out, George and Maria, who are moving to the Hill Country from New Jersey. And I knew they were coming because they wanted to come and check out the church. They apparently were there also at that dinner. And I said, well, why didn't you come up to me? Well, you were eating. Like, believe me, it doesn't stop anybody else.
Right.
Hey, man, I saw you on Rogan. It was great.
That was respectful.
Very respectful.
Yeah, so it's but anyway, going back to Debbie and Todd, I think there were 24 people there, and she had her whole living room set up.
I sat at the girls' table.
You sat at the girls' table. I sat at the popular table.
Yes, you were the popular children.
We were the popular table.
With the cheerleaders, and I just sat with the girls.
And the football captains.
That's true. Yeah. I just sat with the girls.
It was really nice. It was just nice to be around our church family. I love all of our friends, which ties right into my God shot too. So we can talk about that a little later. But with all that, what experiencing that night with, at Debbie and Todd's prompted me to get on the phone and book the worship night that we're going to have at our house.
Yes. With Gary and Josh and Colleen. Yes.
And so we're having live worship music at our house.
It's going to be great.
I think there's 26 people are coming.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So, and I of course said, bring your own beverage.
Yes. Which was a good thing that Todd and Debbie did. Bring your own drink.
Yes. And then,
bring the food.
I mean, you go through a case of wine very quickly and I will just do like light bites, you know, nothing big because it'll be after dinner, but
you know what you should do?
What should I do?
Deviled eggs.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I will do they're deviled
so
eggs.
They're so easy. So easy to make.
All right. I'll make deviled eggs. That's a good idea. I could do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's easy. Now that we can get them at Costco, 24 for $8.35. That's a good deal.
Yeah. I know.
How come people say eggs are expensive? Isn't it like $4 a carton?
Costco's always inexpensive.
Yeah, but they've been more expensive.
You have to buy bulk.
I think they were more expensive than that.
I'll just ask Dawn or Jill to give me eggs.
Just go in your field. Pick them up.
Yeah.
pick them up.
Give me some eggs for the worship night.
Come on, girls.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm so excited. So we have that scheduled in April. So it's already busy. I mean, we're already busy again.
Well,
but it's all good things.
You've actually heard you say no to a few things.
I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Just because, you know, you look at me and I go, my eyes go.
Sometimes I know I'm not even going to approach you with it. Because
really? You should always approach me with
it. No, I already
it.
Know the answer. So,
but I still want to know.
Yeah.
There's been a few things recently, like some invitations. Okay. So.
Yes.
Pastor Jimmy and Annette have been invited to go to a Remnant Alliance thing in Florida with like, was it 2500 pastors or something? It's like a huge network.
I don't think that many pastors
maybe 25,
are going to be there, but that's
25,
how many people
2500,
are part of
the 2500, same thing.
And get your facts straight.
They were asked to invite a businessman and wife from their church to accompany them. And so here's how this went down, Vineyard Nation family.
So I
get a text from Pastor Jimmy. He says, brother, this is what's happening. You know, when they said bring a businessman and a wife, I could only think of you. P-
please think about it, pray about it. I'm like, that's interesting. And but right away I thought, yeah, I'll come totally. I think I have to skip a no agenda, but we should do that. I want to do that. Turns out that you already knew about this from Annette and that there was a whole discussion. Annette basically dictated the message to Jimmy.
No, she didn't.
She checked it before he sent it. He told me. Like, I'm like, dude, you could just talk to me. Like, I'm not an ogre.
Well, we're used to you saying no. Because a lot of time, and we also know that no agenda.
It doesn't mean I don't want to know about it.
No, I know, but we also know that no agenda is your job, you know?
Well, so, I like feeding everybody.
Yes. Yes, I like your food too.
Yeah, but sometimes you just gotta, do it.
So she was shocked. Annette was shocked.
Were you shocked?
I was shocked too, because you know me, I'm always up for India. I'm like, let's go.
It just feels like I'm that problem child. Like,
well, you kind of are. You are the problem child.
I am the problem child. Okay, yes. That's a good show title right there. Problem child.
Well, it's all like me, Pastor Jimmy, and Annette. We're all like, yeah, let's do it. And we're like, oh wait, we got to ask Adam. Okay, well. He could be buzzkill for sure.
Gosh, I feel so bad.
No, but babe, I'm just teasing you. But at the same time, we know you have a job. You know, we know that you record on Thursdays and Sundays and Wednesdays and Fridays and sometimes Saturday. We know that you're busy. We appreciate you.
Well, that sounded so sincere. Thank you. Thank you. I really feel loved
now. You're
just
a little problem child.
Feel so loved.
No.
Anyway.
It's just, you know what? Because of what we're doing to get people to the kingdom, opportunities are just presenting over and over again.
And that was really the feeling I got.
Yeah, we have amazing opportunities. So, yeah.
So there is priority. And but the Holy Spirit just said to me, yes, do this. Didn't even have to pray about it. He was talking to me right away.
And also, before we go into our trip up to Fort Worth and Dallas, I went to two other fundraising events, and you went to one.
This is why I have to keep doing no agenda, because we got to keep going to these fundraising events.
And one was the Grace Center here in Fredericksburg. I was a guest of my friend Candy's, and it was the same thing. So I'm at this. I get my critique hat on. I'm like, ugh.
Now, what is the Grace Foundation?
They help domestic violence.
Oh, domestic violence, yes.
And so we're sitting at this table, and they've got the slides up. You can't even read the slides. And I just, of course, after the event, I go up to the development person. I'm like, hey, can I give you a little bit of feedback?
For those who don't know, Tina has been a communications and marketing expert for nonprofits for most of her professional career, most recently Ronald McDonald House Charities in Central Texas, where we met.
Yes.
Where you got me to work for you. That's where it all started.
Yes.
Hey, monkey boy, dance for my bandana ball.
Hardly, mister. I'm busy. I've got five women I'm dating across the globe.
No, that's just truth.
Okay.
That has nothing to do. That was all after the event. Bam. I'll just drop my mic if you don't mind.
That's your vape. Anyway, so I put my critique hat on, and I'm like trying to coach them without wanting to volunteer. And then we went to the Messiah Ministries.
Well, hold on a second. So what always happens is you coach them, you give them feedback, and they're like, hey, can you volunteer for us? Can you be here?
No. I know.
Did you get that at the Grace Foundation?
No, I didn't. Because I was asking her some pretty hard questions, like, who are you supporting here? And I won't go into details, but I wanted specific information before I opened up my pocketbook. But then we went to the Messiah Ministries fundraiser for Tommy Hayes,
yes, who has a ministry. In our church, but also online.
Around the world.
Yeah, all kinds of places.
Yes. And that was, I thought that Debbie did a phenomenal job with that. She really did.
It was at the Yo Hotel where we had the Boots and Barbecue of Matt Long's
Same
deal.
Same room, but completely different vibe.
Very different vibe, but still, it was cool. It was fun. It was, again, good to see everybody.
But they had a woman.
We're like a roving band.
I know, right?
Of bandits that just go around.
Long time no see.
Hey, real plates this time. Oh, plastic plates. Oh, okay. These napkins. By the way, the napkins the other night.
Where?
At Patriot Academy. We'll get to that. That's the only thing I didn't like about it.
Oh.
The napkins didn't really wipe stuff. You know what I mean? These napkins that look really nice, that fold tight, but paper.
I didn't
wipe anything.
I didn't eat it.
Just saying. Well, you would have said the same. It's the only thing wrong with that. Sorry, Dawn.
But the cool thing about, a couple of things were really cool about Messiah Ministries was the young woman that got up and painted, and she worshiped while painting a picture, and she painted a picture of Jesus knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Like in 30 minutes, she painted this
with
beautiful
picture.
With two
brushes at the same time.
With both hands. Yeah. And I turned to Annette, I go, there's no way I could paint with my right hand. She goes, I can't even draw a stick person with my right hand.
I'm about that level.
So yeah, that was really cool. But the live auction was a lot of fun too, because one of our friends, Larry, he was really like making a joke, trying to get the prices, the bids up.
He was one of the auctioneer's helpers in the room. And Larry, you know, we've known Larry a long time. And, you know, actually Larry built this whole subdivision, set it all up. And so Larry's just, he's funny.
Yeah.
This guy's got more money. He wants to go another thousand, you know.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, we're like, man, these prices are going pretty high.
Yeah.
I didn't bid on anything.
No.
We
needed nothing, but we supported them.
Of course we support Tommy Hayes.
So that was
much good work.
That was a fun event. And then, we went to the Patriot Academy yesterday, which I thought was very well done.
If you've never heard about the Patriot Academy, go to patriotacademy.com. I invited
.com or .org?
.com. Okay. I invited Maverick and Hollywood, my dental team. And their wives, unfortunately, Hollywood's wife, her uncle passed away, so he had to stay home. She went to the funeral. But Maverick came with Rachel and Mark Hall, our friend, who also stayed overnight.
And Mark was I knew he would be interested in it.
Oh, he loves that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, he's also an A&M guy, so that, you know, I think that's a lot of A&M Aggie people.
Oh, really?
Around that particular. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It was very well done. So basically what they do is they teach young adults, young, like
kids
20s,
are on a gap year, basically,
about the legislature, how to
write a bill, get it into committee, get it out of committee, how to debate it. They've replicated the houses of Congress.
Yes.
They're building an Independence Hall. I mean, they've been doing this for 20 years.
They're trying to change the government, with people who educating know the Constitution,
people, with real civics,
right, who actually knows the Constitution and knows what they can and cannot do. It is an unbelievable organization, and I thought this event last night was like an introductory, But there were a lot of people there who supported them already.
A thank you, mm-hmm. in a way, for people who would support them with some nice donations to really, you know, build that thing up. And an introduction to what they do. And I mean, you go ahead and talk about it, but it was perfect. Even you said this was the perfect event.
Yeah, because they did it in about an hour and 15 minutes. So there was about an hour. They had food and they had wine and people mingled, and then everybody sat down and
in the legislative desks and
the
everything.
Chamber, I guess.
In the chamber.
And then he basically showed a couple videos. He talked about how it came to be.
High energy.
Rick, he's an amazing, amazing speaker. And then they actually had the young adults. They showed us exactly what they do. They had the Speaker of the House. They had the different representatives.
Argued the bills.
About term limits.
Yeah.
And so you could actually see.
Add an amendment even in the process.
The one thing, and that was what the point that you made, they should have done a stronger ask. They should have.
Actually, Mark made that point.
Mark Hall made that point.
Mark's like, hey, they didn't talk money out of my pocket.
Yes, where they should have given somebody, handed somebody something where they could go with a QR code or with a link where they could go and make a donation. Because
but it was
a lot
so impactful that I know people will think about it and go home and do something.
Yeah.
And then Tim and David Barton showed up, who did the wall builders with Rick, who did the Founders Bible.
Yes, yeah.
And David Barton had to go do Flashpoint in Rick's studio, which apparently is a pretty big show. I'm on it next Tuesday.
Yes, you're on it next Tuesday.
I did have a chance to meet Tim, his son, and he was like, oh man, thank you for giving the Founders Bible to Joe. And you know, I want you to meet my dad. I said, we'll go up there to see the Bible Museum. But impressive people, just impressive believers.
Lovely,
and people who really want to make the country better.
But it was interesting because Debbie helped them pull this event together. And then
another Debbie event. How about that?
I know she's all over Fredericksburg. She's the Energizer Bunny. And then she pulls in all her friends. And so Rick, I was like, oh, I said, this was so great. And he's like, you ladies at the church, you make these things happen. And that's basically that's 3 weeks.
Yeah,
they true. Made it happen.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's so true.
It was a nice event.
Yeah. Hey, people, you should come and live in Fredericksburg.
Gosh, I just realized all the things we're doing.
Yeah, it's a lot, baby. And, no wonder I sometimes say no.
Okay, baby.
Baby.
And then this Friday, we have our first Harvest Project Texas, our first official meeting.
Yes, here yes, with here. Wine. I'm serving, but I'm supposed to go slow.
Yes, you can't overserve. Yes. So we're planning the Christmas concert.
That's the project you're running now.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The greatest story ever told.
And what is it going to be this year? Can you tell us about it?
We're going to keep it the greatest story
again,
ever told.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think with the branding should stay the same.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why would I argue with the branding?
Yeah. No, the branding should stay the same. I don't think that, I mean, if it's at Christmas.
Yeah.
It's got to be the same.
So in the meantime, when we were supposed to be resting and enjoying each other, we both went to Dallas in separate vehicles separate venues and barely spoke to each other. Yes, I read your newsletter.
Oh, you did.
I read your newsletter.
Why is that? Why do
we
do
only
that?
Text?
Yeah, we never talk on the phone.
I have called you sometimes. I'm in Amsterdam.
I could count on
you
my hand.
You never call me.
Oh.
You're the one that usually, if you're going, you text, okay, all right. Good morning. I'm doing this and this. I love you. Later. Bye. and then in the evening, and, you know, I'll send a text. Hey, I love you. That's all.
I call you. I'll say, babe.
You've never called me when you've been on the road.
Babe, we're out of salt. Can
you
go pick
up? Okay, well, that's true. Yes. Yes. That is. You do call me for those kinds of important things.
I know, but I noticed that. I'm like, gosh. But, you know, I see all these women talking to their husband. I'm going to call my husband. I'm like, I never even call my husband.
I think it's because with just a few lines, we communicate so much. And, you know, I know that we're going to catch up later. And I don't know. Do you want to talk? Because I
maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
then give me
do
a call.
Better.
You got my digits bit. Do better. I literally have called you more from the road than you've ever called me. Because I know that being like, I just wanted to hear your voice. That's I have
you
done
have
that.
Said that to
I have
me.
Done
yes.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's like, as long as I know that you're okay. Like, you know, you're having a good time. I mean, you don't need to be bogged down by hearing what I'm doing. You know, you'll hear it later. That's how I think.
Well, I knew you were super, super busy. So why don't you talk about what you did?
No, you go first. Oh. I'm always the center of attention, babe. You go.
Oh, this is true. I'm so used to it now. I just fade into the background. You know that Simpsons where he goes into the hedge? That's me. When somebody's like, Adam, I'm like fading to the hedge.
You know how tiring it is?
Oh, it's tiring being you. I know. It's hard to be
it
you.
It is. Yeah.
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 Whatever.
Whatever.
Goodness. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You chose it. I had 5 other girlfriends around the world, but no, you sucked me in. You were like, hey, I got him, ladies. Bye bye.
Oh, yeah, with my charm. I went up to Fort Worth with some friends from church, my gals from church. And at the last minute, we had 4 people in my car instead of 2 because sadly, one of the ladies who was supposed to go with us couldn't go. There was an emergency at home. So we just, you know, pushed all the suitcases in and we made it work and traveled up to Fort Worth. And it was a lot of fun. We went to a really great restaurant that night.
Well, what was the reason of the destination?
The reason we went up there was to see Elevation Worship, which if you have never seen Elevation Worship, I strongly recommend it. It is phenomenal. And so that was the whole purpose of going up there. So the first night we got there, we got settled in. We went to a really cool restaurant. Then the next day during the days, we went to a place called the Stockyards in Fort Worth.
I've heard of the Stockyards. Is that shopping?
Totally not my vibe at all.
It's just, I was right. Shopping. Yes. Okay. The Stockyards.
But Western wear, like expensive stuff.
Yeah. That's not you.
And it's just not my vibe. But it was fun. It was the company. It was being around everybody and just having fun and talking.
Y'all try on hats and boots.
I didn't try any of that. I was not into shopping at all at that point. But so anyway, so then we went to the concert, and of course, I I'm the one that purchased the tickets for everybody, or I selected the tickets.
I have a few rules.
What are your rules?
Well, first of all, if there's anything you use every single day of your life, you might as well get a really good one, whatever it is. Pillow, mattress, shoes.
Right.
These things have to be good. If you're going to go to a concert, you might as well book early and get good seats.
Yes.
Because it's just worth it.
Yes.
Because you always look at the people down there like, oh, man. Look at those seats. And you know, if you book early, you can get good deals.
Yeah.
And so you had
And we booked early.
Awesome seats.
We had amazing seats. Yes, so perfect. As we're getting closer and closer.
How far away were you from the stage?
Not far at all.
Like 10 rows back
maybe
or something?
10, oh, yeah.
Perfect. That's basically you don't want to be too close. You want to be right around there.
Yeah, good. Because you want to be able to see every we were pretty close. So as we're getting closer and closer to the seats, all the girls are like, whoa, these seats. I'm like, it's the Adam Curry way. It's the Adam Curry way. But the thing that, okay, so 14,000 people.
Wow.
Amazing.
What venue was this?
It was Dickies Arena in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm, like Dickies the Pants, you know.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
the,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The thing that just brought tears, like literally brought tears to my eyes, was all of the young people worshiping, like young.
What do you think the 16, ratio?
17,
but
18.
What was the ratio older to young? Half and half?
I mean, I could only see in my little bubble, okay, but there was more young people around us than people our age.
So you showed me the video. I'm like, wow, this is awesome to see these young people.
And in the row in front of us, there was a whole family. They brought their young kids, and those kids knew every word to all the songs.
It's also on the screen, you know.
No, but you could tell. You could tell that they knew it. I know it's on the screen, but you could tell that they knew the words. What was really cool, too, so when we walked in, they gave us these bracelets that light up.
And they can manipulate the colors and everything.
Yes,
oh, those are cool.
The song.
You have to give them back at the end?
No.
But you can keep them.
Yeah. Oh, and cool. So the Elevation Worship, the youth, they were young. They came up first and did four or five songs. And all of the young people knew all those songs. I didn't know them.
Were they like hip hop type songs?
No, they were like classic Elevation Worship music, but just songs that I didn't know, but they were younger people that catered to this young crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was watching them and they knew all the songs, but just and then looking around and just seeing all them worship, it was just gave me such hope and yes, revival is here.
Yes, it's here.
But so when Elevation Worship, the main band came on and they started with the song Lion, which is phenomenal.
Roar.
And then all of a sudden all the bracelets start lighting up the same color.
Cool.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
I'm so glad you went to that.
You would have loved it.
I looking at the video, I sure would have.
You would have loved it. And then the next day we drove home and it was a long drive. Long drive. I am just not cut out for long drives. I don't like them.
It's a good 4 hours and 45 minutes.
I don't like them. So that was why I was up there, which was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed being with everybody.
So I went up to beautiful Grapevine, Texas.
Yes.
Yes, to the Biodome, known as the Gaylord Hotel.
Yes.
For the National Religious Broadcasters Conference, which
is a big deal. There were 5,000 people there.
Presidents used to go to that back in the day. Yeah, they would go, and you know, because a lot of the big broadcasters are there and they have booths set up and mini studios and interviews are taking place. But it's really 5,000 people in faith-based broadcasting and now podcasting as well, who go up there and they do sessions and stuff. And so I was asked to do two keynotes.
Yes.
One on the future of radio, which, as you know, I believe is local. And I believe that churches are the content factories of that people have overlooked, and they're already broadcasting. We just need to help them out. And of course, Godcaster is developed exactly for these two groups, for faith-based radio stations who all run on value for value, basically. They all are, I think 95% of them are donation-based.
Yes.
They have no ads. Mm-hmm. And they share between the content makers and the stations, and they have a lot of inherent issues with tracking who got what. But it's not really about money. It's about, you know, an audience of one. You know, everyone's kind of working for God and spreading the gospel. And we had, I think, 25 meetings lined up over 3 days. So I left here at, 8:30?
Mm-hmm.
And I got there at 10 after 1. And at 2 o'clock, I was in my first meeting. I mean, I literally checked in, you know, wash my face, wash my hands. Boom. First meeting with Gordon. So Gordon and Dave, my partners, Dave did not come because Dave does all the late night programming work. And he's like, please, I'll do anything for you guys. Just don't let me go to those. so he was making sure the servers were running and everything and keeping an eye on stuff. And I was so blown away because I've been to around conferences and radio events and in, you know, what I now can call secular radio. Secular radio. It's very competitive and people are very, well, man, how you doing? Yeah, our station, blah, blah, 100,000 watt, rare. And here it's like, you know, we're spreading the gospel. We're working with all these people that everyone's working together. And it's really cool when you're sitting in a meeting and whether these people are interested in our service or not, they'll just stop and say, can I just pray for your product, what you're doing here?
Yeah.
I mean, in a business meeting.
I know. It's so cool.
It's really phenomenal. And older people, younger people did this. You know, someone had a sick daughter, and I said, can I just pray for your daughter? And I thought, give me your name, and I'll pray for her later. And he said, yes, her name is, you know, I don't want to say her name. And then he just starts folding his hands. I'm like, oh, crap, we're doing it now. Yes. And so,
did you say, oh, crap?
I did not say, oh, crap. Holy Spirit. Oh, crap. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit knew I was going to. Holy Spirit's like, okay, crap. Like, I got to give you some words.
Like, get it together, Curry.
You know, and that was really beautiful. Aww. Really, really just, you know, that, it, you know, we all have to keep the engines running, but it wasn't about that. It was about how can we work together, improve this, make this better, make everything work. And then that first night, we were invited to dinner by Rob Kirkpatrick and John Big Kahuna Fuller, which is now my nickname for the Big Kahuna. I think I said that on stage.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he's the Big Kahuna. A Focus on the Family.
Yes.
And man, those guys, they're so...
They're lovely. They're lovely.
So nice. Mm-hmm. And we also, we talked about, as men, about our kids and, you know, issues we have with our kids.
Did you talk
and,
about me?
No, we don't talk about wives. Okay. It's a bad idea. No. Believe me. John, and Rob, like, make sure they listen to the show.
I know they do.
They're listening right now. They're like, oh, I hear what Adam says about us. But everyone says, please say hi to Tina.
I really enjoyed meeting them when we were in Houston.
Good guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the next day we had at 9 o'clock a keynote and it was a fireside chat format. And so John Fuller and I are on stage in the big ballroom and, you know, you're not supposed to make it an ad for your product, but that's okay because John Fuller kept mentioning it.
Oh, yeah.
he's the biggest supporter, you know, and everyone was happy about it. And the president of the NRB, you know, like really Jim, like he looks like a real president kind of guy. And everyone's just fantastic. What was interesting is then I had, you know, you don't just finish then. People want to talk to you. And then I went back to change because I had my suit on. I made sure my shirt wasn't bunched up.
Yeah, so when Adam, I said, make sure that your shirt doesn't get bunched up when you sit down. It's optics, baby. You got to look good.
It is. And I said, John, make sure my shirt isn't bunched up. Okay. Then we talked about it. And then I had another meeting before I had to go back and had a 12:15 about the future of podcasting. And, you know, so I was a little early and there was a worship team just in kind of like the hallway, you know, one of those big hallways, yes, different meeting rooms. And I just found myself in the midst of maybe 20 people just worshiping.
Aww.
And the worship, it was like three guys and the singer, the worship team leader, he was, you know, saying, hey, NRB people, you know, you may be a little anxious or, you know, or whatever's going on. And I was kind of feeling that because this was a solo thing with PowerPoint and everything. And it was, and he was just speaking courage into us and, you know, God put you here for a reason and just trust in him. And I felt so good about that.
Well, the Holy Spirit led you there.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I met up with Matt Munt and he was trying to connect me with Matthew West. So we're on text group, but Matthew West had really bad allergies. Yeah. So he performed, but he just went, he did like two interviews, performed and then went to bed and, you know, he was not feeling well. So that
Jack Hibbs was there too. The whole weekend.
I completely missed that because we were we were doing meetings.
But so you went back and you changed into yet another hoodie that you purchased.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. You remember this part of the story. So it was my Three Nails hoodie, you know, because now I was gonna be podcast guy.
As Adam calls it, it's his dress hoodie.
It's my dress hoodie. You know, I'm like, now I'm podcast guy, right?
It's an oxymoron dress hoodie.
And then Jim, the president of the NRB, he introduces me like he introduced us at 9 o'clock. He said, Adam Curry's back and he's changed into his John Fetterman outfit. I'm like, did someone talk to you about this? Did my wife call you? Do you have her on speed dial? What is this? I said, I don't have my shorts on, Jim. Thanks. Thank you, Medishare, for sponsoring this. Thank you, Jim. It was that Daniel J. Lewis was, Daniel J. Lewis?
Yes, of course I do.
He was in the audience. And so it'd been a while since I'd done PowerPoint. Probably 8 versions of PowerPoint.
Well, and here was the thing when you started before you left, you're like, oh, I got to do my, I have to do my presentation. You looked at me and go, I'm just going to wing it. I'm like, what? You are not going to wing it.
I was not winging it at all. But here's what I didn't know.
Okay.
When you're in presentation mode and I'm seeing my screen and I just pop it over to show a web browser. I didn't realize that wasn't showing on the big presentation screen.
Oh.
And it wasn't until the second screen that I'm showing that Daniel J. Lewis is waving at me like, Adam, we're not seeing it. I'm like, what? Oh, so I had to, it's very strange. I think it's a big mistake of PowerPoint.
I'm surprised they didn't test that, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, I tested everything. I went up before, sound, everything, but I never, because all you see is a monitor down below you, and there I could see everything changing perfectly. So I expected it to be the same on the big screens.
Oh.
Anyway, people were gasping, like oohing and eyeing.
They could finally see your screen.
I'm like, and here's value for value. And just look at this. Look at the pod ping. Everyone's very excited by it. And then there were multiple people who came up. And it was just one beautiful, just lovely woman. Hold on. Her name is, because I did follow up with her. I haven't heard back. Dawn from she's the founder of Inspiring Today Ministries. And she comes up and I'm still kind of on the stage and she once starts to ask me a question, and she just, I can see she's just like, something's happening. I say, "What? Are you okay?" She says, "It's just the Holy Spirit and God is just here right now." And she starts crying.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, and I say, "Dawn, come over here. Just let me just pray over you."
Aww.
And so it was okay. And she, she needs help and figure out how to do something with a podcast. And I said, "I will reach out to you," which I did, and I'll find someone to help you. So. But it was really interesting people with really good questions, much better than a podcast conference, to be honest about it. I was very surprised. So many of the people who we had meetings with later and the day after had seen that. Even some like 70, 75-year-old station owners who came in and said, "You are right.
Oh.
You're so right about this." And they bring their younger general manager. So anyway, it was amazing to do. I'd never met my partner Gordon in person.
Yes.
So it was a lot of fun to work with Gordon. And, we are a good team at explaining what we're doing. And, it was a lot of work. And, the 2 nights I was there, literally the bed, they didn't even have to make it. It was just like, I threw back a corner, got in, sleep, woke up. That was it.
I know. You were just going all the time.
But it was nice. In the morning, I'd wake up and I'd turn Hello Fred on my phone. And it would just, you're so prone to turning on like the TV in a hotel room and the CNN or something. Like, no. And it was like had a little bit of home with me.
You stole that. From Pastor Jimmy. He texted that to me.
Oh, that's
today.
Right. I said, yes. Well, we both had this. He's in Nashville. Yeah, it was the same experience.
Yes,
that's why I texted back. It was like, there's a little bit of home with me, a little bit of Fredericksburg. So
many people love Hello
Fred. And then, so I literally had meetings up until, what was it? I think
4 o'clock on Wednesday.
And my last meeting was 4 o'clock, and I didn't leave the hotel until 5:30.
Mm.
And then drove straight home with one stop, one drive-through, for two cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Didn't even pee. Just like, just drove all the way home. That's wow. That same crazy road where you get off at, you get off I-35. Or what was it?
Killeen. You get go towards
Lampasas?
Killeen.
Yeah.
I think,
which
I
is
remember.
A gnarly road at night.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, I'm seeing all the deer on the side of the road looking at me. I'm like, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Yeah.
Don't you
yeah.
dare.
And the hogs.
I did not see any hogs.
And you know what? I was not settled until you walked in the door.
Were very worried. You were texting. Where are you? How are you doing? I'm literally coming up the driveway. Are you close?
Yeah. No, I
you're
yeah.
so sweet, baby.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
But I think it's because you think I'm a bad driver.
No. Okay. I don't think you're a bad driver. You're a little slow. You're kind of like an old lady. But
this
but,
is why you don't have to worry about me. I'm cautious.
No, I'm not worried about you. I was worried about the wildlife. I was worried about the deer and the hogs. Yeah, because somebody said, tell them to look high and look low.
I was looking high and low because you had warned me well in advance.
So I was happy that it was such a successful.
Great success. We had a great follow-up.
Yeah.
Older people, younger people, all good. God is working on this project.
Oh, my gosh. I love how, the work that God is doing with you.
And you know that
amazing.
We had our meeting yesterday, our partner meeting, and Gordon says that, he was praying and he got a word from God. And Gordon said, how am I going to scale this? And what he heard was, son, you're not ready for what I'm about to send to you.
Oh,
listen to Adam. He literally said, listen to Adam with his scaling ideas, which I had received ideas about scaling, just scaling, just on how to get, the amount of people who want, the onboard. We can't lift 1,000 voices if we have to do an hour meeting with everybody.
Right.
That'll take us 8 years.
Yes.
So, but all of that just came together. I mean, everything about this project is so obvious that we are being shown the way and we're just trying to keep on the center line and do what he tells
Maybe
us.
Maybe you'll eventually need to hire somebody.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can think of a person off the top of my head. I'll tell you later.
I can't wait. I think I know who it is, but I can't wait to hear about
Not me. I'm busy. I'm heading up. I'm heading up, and I'm bringing people to Jesus.
You are. You want to do a God shot, or do you have more?
Well, I just wanted to say I am
available for
weddings,
bar mitzvahs.
No. I've been walking with my vest.
I'm up
to 20 pounds on my vest.
You're out of control. You look like a SWAT member.
Yes.
Walking.
Karen
down the
has
street.
Ordered hers. It's coming in pretty soon. We're going to get FBI hats, and I am still getting stopped on the street. Some guy was walking. He's like, how much weight do you have on that thing? And then another guy was like, that must be really heavy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say, you should probably get
And
one.
They're really interested in the weight vest.
Oh,
you're a cute girl walking down the street. You got your hat on. You got your boop, boop,
no,
boop,
no. One was an older man. The other one was with his
age
girlfriend.
Has nothing to do with it.
The other one was with his girlfriend. So I'm just telling you,
okay.
I'm walking. And it was a little heavy on my shoulders today. I'm like,
we need to take a picture of you in the for the next newsletter.
I put it in the newsletter. It was two newsletters ago.
Remember
you took the picture.
I saw that. Yes, I took the
picture.
Yeah,
but you could take one of me walking maybe. Maybe we'll do a video.
Hey, so when are we going to do our sprint?
We're doing it tomorrow.
Okay, you have to wear the vest, though.
No.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Just to make it fair.
Oh, okay, yeah. Exactly. Okay, I was inspired by to seek the scripture out. I sought it out because I've been so overwhelmed with all the beautiful friendships we have. All of them. I mean, obviously, with my girlfriend Teresa, with obviously Pastor Jimmy and Annette, Karen and David, Carrie and Jerry, Larry and Jeannie, I mean, Andrea and David, on and on and on and on. And I just think about how we are so blessed by being here in Fredericksburg and, God bringing us here and when we walked into church tonight, it just felt so good to walk into church. Church feels like home to me, and I love all that. So today I was thinking about the God shot, and I'm like, I want some scripture that captures that sort of feeling. And so I found this, which is Colossians 3 verse 12 through 14. So it's a little long one. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, put these on, love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony.
Oh,
and I love that. That's because
did that just come, or did you, were you looking for it and it came popped
no,
up?
I I searched it. I'm like, I searched under friendship, and I just love that. And not that we have a lot of complaints against our friends or anything, but if there is ever an issue, I mean, we would, because we love each other so much and we're there to support one another, that we would be able to approach it with such kindness and patience.
It used to be like this all the time in America.
And in families, yes. You know, and so,
yes.
And yeah, that's just,
strayed away from
that
just, a bit.
I just want to exude that, you know, I just want that light to shine out of me.
You are a shining light, baby, and you're shining right through this podcast with the same thing.
My beacon. And I don't know what my spiritual gift is. Maybe cooking.
Well, there's 28 to choose from. So
cooking isn't one of them.
Collect all like, 28.
Like Pastor Brian said, oh, I'm like, I'm good at this. I'm good at that.
Like, I'm also like, no. I have no check boxes yet. But yeah. We don't know all 28, so we'll find out. We will report. We will report on this very podcast.
Yes.
Find out what are Adam and Tina's spiritual gifts.
Yes. Now it's time to hear from the Cold Soakers.
It's quite the list today, right, babe.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We got to hear from those Cold Soakers now.
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cold Soakers.
You didn't say it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at something.
Were you looking at Instagram?
No, I was looking at a message. I'm sorry.
You were just doing other work, like clerical stuff?
Yes, I'm administrative. I'm busy. Carry on.
We operate value for value here at Currying the Keeper. So we love hearing back from you. We love receiving information, feedback. We love getting gifts and blessings through the P.O. box. We love it when you use a Podcasting 2.0 app. A good one to start with is Fountain, so you can get into the habit of supporting value for value programs and value for value music. People also like to send us true blessings through PayPal. And the first one we have...
Oh,
is
goodness.
Anonymous, but it is a $500 donation.
We have a new Salmon Ye.
We have a new Salmon Ye who has requested to remain anonymous.
Yes. And let me just tell you, this person has a huge piece of my heart.
Yes.
And I am so honored and blessed that God wrote our stories before we were even born.
Amen.
That we would yes.
That's Psalm, no, what is that, 139?
139, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So thank you. You know
thank
who
you,
you are.
Thank you, anonymous donor. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Then, part of that, though, is they said that they so appreciate Hello Fred. So
oh,
they
yeah.
wanted that to be.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor Jimmy and I work hard on that music mix.
You do.
We work hard on that
you
music
do.
Mix
you
for
do.
You, everybody.
Yes.
The HelloFred.fm, available all around the world in case you want to check it out.
Yes.
Then we have $101.01, $101.01 from John Taylor.
Do you have his note?
I do.
Okay.
He says, please acknowledge the lovely Lisa on the next show. I donate $101.01 in honor of her 50th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Lisa.
She is the love of my life, and I'm blessed daily. To partner with her on this life's journey is truly my treasure.
Aww.
Please accept this humble treasure to acknowledge the beautiful podcast that you two have created.
Aww.
We love to hear tales of your spiritual journey and growth as a couple. All the best, John Taylor, for the benefit of the lovely Lisa.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh,
I could. Your words are
beautiful.
So beautiful. And happy birthday, Lisa.
Coming in with 77,777 Satoshis, a true striper donation. It is the one and only Pastor Jimmy Pruitt. And he says, this is by far my favorite opening. I think that's when we restarted
when
it.
When you muted me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we started over and I did not edit it out. And so that's what people like. I know what people like.
Yes.
Crying face emoji. You had me laughing from the get-go. Love you both so much. So, cruise or DC trip?
Oh, it's going to probably have to be DC trip.
Let's do this. KYBO and KTLD.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because the cruise just didn't pan out entirely.
Well, you know,
it's very expensive.
We have, yes, cruise is a little bit out of people's
Adam
budgets.
Curry here. Wants a small ship and, you know, he's
I do not want to be on anything that has the words carnival in it.
Or norovirus.
Or norovirus or has a casino.
Yes.
So I'm not interested in that.
And but
so
I like the idea of doing the DC trip.
You know, the DC trip is a cool idea. And we know enough people in and around DC that we could probably get some, you know, some cool tours.
We
in
could
some
do
of
a meetup
the
out there too.
Very good ideas. A lot of spooks out there.
Yeah.
They all live in Virginia.
Yeah.
And, that would be good. Oh, they have regular meetups right. there. Good. We'll do that.
Okay.
By the way, I mentioned a Striper donation I have been asked for and have accepted to be interviewed for an upcoming Striper documentary, which is fun because I have interviewed them. They've been on Headbangers Ball, and this is like some big names they're talking about in this documentary. So that should be fun. $50 from Marco Frisson, always
Thank
sending
you,
us a fantastic donation. Thank you, Marco.
So kind.
Never sends a note, but we love you, Marco.
I follow him on Instagram? Yes, I do.
Oh, what does he do? He just does stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, you should show me his account.
I will.
Did you see his face?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what people look like.
Okay, I'll show you.
KSU Pike 97 comes in with 15,544 Satoshis, which is 2 × 7777.
Oh.
So that is a Striper donation as well. And he says 7777 × 2 to keep you newlyweds going.
Ooh.
March 14th will be our 27th anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
27 years, and they never had a fight. In the evening, he says.
In the evening.
You got it.
Good job.
And there's another quadruple seven Striper donation.
Quadruple?
Well, 7777. Sir Brian with an I.
Oh, happy birthday.
He says, here is a redemption boost as I forgot to switch my default amount back to my normal 7777. He has another boost coming up. Please don't make me sleep on the couch. I hate it when we fight.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
See, you know, we'll do
He's
something
such
nice.
A weirdo.
He's weird. Another 7777 from the OG Sam and Yang.
Michael Anastasio.
Young couple, during your hiatus, I was officially diagnosed with a severe case of KSAD. CKSAD. CKSAD. Currying the keeper separation anxiety disorder. While the recovery is tough, my doctor says that 2 consecutive episodes should get me back on my feet.
All right.
Welcome back to Vineyard Nation and stay blessed.
Oh, thank you, Michael. And say hello to your beautiful wife and
your dog.
Your cute dog that smiles all the time.
Dog. Ashley Wright with $7. Thank you so much, Ashley. And there, 5886 in the Satoshi's land coming in from Fountain is comic strip blogger. And he says, howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. I'd like to recommend the podcast Bowl After Bowl from bowlafterbowl.com. Once again, this July, they will celebrate 5 years of going live every Tuesday night without missing a single week. Yes, it's on the No Agenda stream. Hosted by Spencer and Dame DeLorean, who discuss topics such as love, marijuana.
I know. Don't they smoke through the show?
It's bowl after bowl.
Yeah.
Raising children and chicken, among other subjects. Oh. I believe they have at least 5 of them.
Oh.
Children, that is, not chicken. And congratulations, CSB. Looks like your favorite movie, which you promoted on our show,
Anora?
No, it was A Real Pain.
Oh, A Real Pain.
Was it A Real Pain?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
with
Jesse Eisenberg and Kieran Culkin.
Kieran and Culkin.
Which we watched.
Yes.
We watched, which was a cute movie.
Yes, it was good.
It was good, yeah. It was a real actor's movie.
You made me
movie.
Sit through that whole Oscars debacle.
I do apologize for
that. Oh, my gosh.
That was a huge mistake. I kept thinking,
a few brain cells.
I kept thinking, it's going to get good. And then I realized this is an anachronism. This is a boring old format
it's
and show that no
format.
One cares about.
Ugh,
yeah,
awful.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
$5 from Timothy Emery. Thank you, Timothy. $5 from Randall Black, a regular. We appreciate you, Randall.
Yeah, thank you, Randall. We read your book every morning.
Yes, we do. 1976 from Dirty Jersey Horror.
Oh.
And he says, always enjoy the podcast, but it would be a failure of both duty and decency if I neglected to wish Sir Brian with one eye a very happy birthday. And then he has a vase leaf photo car, which is he put a little through a little Dutch in there, which means be kind to each other.
Oh.
And here's Sir Brian with an eye with the 1333 that he sent earlier. She says, for once, I won't make my boost about myself. Well, how what? About that?
Well, he just did by saying, I know, he followed
up. Yeah, he followed up later. Instead, I'd like to wish Dreb Scott a belated happy birthday, a birthday which he shares with another famous person. Thanks for all you do for podcasting 2.0, Dreb. You be good, my brother. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
He keeps texting me and saying, give me Dreb's information. I'm like, I don't have his information. No, I don't have his deeds.
And what he does is he wants everyone's information so he can then, you know, become friends with that
person.
Well,
because he follows your sister, my sister. Yeah.
He's trying to get my
neighbor,
sister's number.
He follows Maverick.
Yeah. He follows Maverick?
No, I'm kidding. He's the
wouldn't surprise me.
He's the barnacle of Curry and Keeper.
He is the beautiful barnacle of Curry and the Keeper.
Yes.
And then we have, Randy Black again with 1321.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And he says, Proverbs 29:23, a person's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor.
Oh.
And another 1321, like Ecclesiastes 10:2, a wise person's heart directs him toward the right, but the foolish person's heart directs him toward the left.
Mm.
And another 1321.
Wow.
And he says, in the evening.
Late.
A little birdie told me that we have some birthdays coming up this week. A happy birthday to the chapter master, Dreb Scott, and to the third star of the podcast,
Sir Brian
with an I. I believe we need something special to celebrate these two legends of podcasting. Perhaps chapter art images of each, or at least Brian. Oh, brother.
You're pushing it.
Yeah, Dreb, go Dreb. You know what to do. Do something fun with Brian. Yeah, there you go.
With no eye. Or with one eye.
With one eye, just
like a cyclops.
Yeah. One eye in the middle of his forehead.
Yeah.
Go Dreb. You can do it, brother. 777 from Gene Everett. No, thank you. And
thank you, Gene.
Brooklyn winds us up with 333. Hopefully your chlorinated pool water didn't kill all the beneficial bacteria in your septic tank.
Oh.
Well, actually, we have an aerobic septic tank, so it actually kind of works out okay.
Oh,
we can pour that. Thank you for being concerned, though, because that actually could be a problem.
And we're getting that fixed Friday. We're getting the well connected to the generator.
Yeah. How crazy is that? And met another brother in the process, the electrician.
Yeah.
Shane. Yeah. Yeah, very nice guy. I invited him to come and join or at least check out Bridge Church.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you all so much.
Yes.
It is so appreciated.
Yeah,
go to currythekeeper.com and you can find all the information, our P.O. box, our email addresses, every single way you can get in touch with us. We always love hearing from you.
Yes.
It's so much fun.
Yes, we do.
We appreciate it so, so much.
We do. Thank you.
And as we get ready to wrap it up, we do have the You know what it is. It's the question of the week.
The question of the week.
Which Tina has already set up, so that means she has a jump start on the answer.
The question of the week.
So I never know what I'm going to get. It's like a box of chocolates.
You're going to have to think on this one.
Oh, boy. Is it going to be complicated?
Yes.
Will I look like an idiot if I do it wrong?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. What's a risk you took that didn't pay off, and what did you learn from it?
What's a risk
that
I took?
That didn't pay off, and what did you learn from it?
That didn't pay off. Wow. That is an interesting question. The first thing that comes to mind, I'm not sure why, because it was actually kind of complicated. I was asked to audition for a television series, and it was going to be the reboot of WKRP in Cincinnati. And I mean, I had to go to Los Angeles and I had to sit with an acting coach and they wanted me to play Dr. Johnny Fever. And I took a lot of risk, you know, getting out there and putting myself out there. And I tried to create a persona and it did not pay off.
What did you learn from that?
I learned that I'm not an actor. That and Swamp Thing kind of went, you know, maybe this is not my spiritual gift. That's what I learned. How about you?
Well, I think what didn't pay off for me was when I left Ronald McDonald House Charities and I went to go work for Strategic Association Management in Austin. And it was a big risk for me because it was not working in nonprofit anymore, which I knew very well. I guess it wasn't that big of a risk, but it ended up being a disaster. Yeah. It was 2.5, maybe 3 months I stayed there, and it was an absolute disaster, and I was absolutely miserable. But the way that I quit, I loved it, because I just went in, left all my stuff on the founder's desk, and I left my note, and I was out of there. And really what I learned from that, because I had done so well in my career up until that point, and I really felt like a failure after that job. And I had to spend some time thinking about that, because so many things went wrong. Some my fault, but a lot the organization's fault.
I witnessed the whole thing, babe. I was there.
I would say I learned humility from that for sure. Mm. Like it knocked me down off my pedestal that I can fail. And
it took you a minute to recover. I remember that. Yeah.
And I became very humbled by it. Very humbled. So yeah, that was.
And now you're back, baby. You're back in the saddle.
Never to work 9 to 5 again, ever.
Isn't it interesting how both of our failures were professional career choices?
Yeah.
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 So many other things we could have brought up.
Oh, for sure.
But that's for another time and another show, everybody. Exactly. I love you, darling.
I love you too, baby.
We'll be back next week, everybody. We promise. See you then.
In the evening, with Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.